Hey, Portland. Welcome to the 5:33. These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Prime Minister asked nation to pray for rain. This is going on in Islamabad. In a statement, the Prime Minister has urged religious scholars and leaders to play their role in praying for rain. We need the rain, he says, because it would improve the environment and greatly help get rid of diseases. Right now, they got a huge smog situation over there, right? So they're hoping for the rain to clear out all the air and clean up everything around them to make life better.
So that's the solution that to go. We have this issue where we're causing great environmental harm, so let's just all get together and pray.
Yes.
Okay, now think about this. If I'm a Native American, I'd raise my hand and say, for $1 million, I'll dance.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
New Hampshire man surrenders over 1,000 mice.
1,000 mice?
Yeah, he said he was becoming overwhelmed. He brought them into Humane Society. He started off by bringing in 75. They went to his house and they found well over 1,000 mice in cages and containers. He was breeding them for pets. And he said he just became overwhelmed and needed to give them all to them.
Oh, God, 1,000 of them, huh? Well, it sounds like someone just stumbled into a snake food business.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Official Sega lore manager confirms Sonic is homeless.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes. For decades, people have wondered about the blue burr and what is going on. There was a moment where someone at the Hedgehog Annual 2025 Comic Fest said Sonic lives in Green Hill. When approached, Chris Hernandez, who is the official associate manager of lore at Sega, said, is Sonic homeless? He said, always has been.
So he's always running around like the speed of light and stuff.
Right.
So all these years, apparently, he's been running from property taxes.